The Crosstalk Unhinged podcast is brought to you by BlueChew.com. Get the chewables that give you the confidence you need and the performance you both want when it's time to have fun. BlueChew.com, promo code unhinged.
Here's a little story I like to tell about four bad brothers you know so well. They had a little segment back in history with Carmen, Yurko, Wildo, and Sylvie. That's right, motherfuckers, Crosstalk is back. But you can only hear it if you have this app. ESPN 1000 Chicago. Look under Wildo and Sylvie, Carmen and Yurko. Uncut, uncensored, and never discreet. You will like this as much as Carmen likes feet. 30 minutes of talking shit amongst friends. Crosstalk unhinged. Let the show begin.
What the fuck is up, all you motherfuckers in podcast land? Woo! Sylvie's gone. It is.
Is that why you're so happy?
Or you just got the chance to introduce the show?
That's it. When Sylvie's gone, I get a chance to introduce it. It's been a weird month of March. This will be the last one we do, obviously, in March as we wind down. I don't think we've done one unhinged. Maybe we did the first one all together, but I was gone for a weekend, and Yurko was gone playing golf. We couldn't do one last week because of logistics. Sylvie's gone this week on spring break with the kids and with Allie.
I was in Tennessee for a while.
So like it was weird. We haven't been all together, but I think next week the plan will be the four of us are back. But yes, it's good to see you guys. It's a three-man weave.
Are you okay today?
I'm great. Why wouldn't I be?
Well, this weekend, I've been good since Saturday morning.
Okay. That was Friday night.
Come on, the older we get, Carm, the harder it is to get right.
That was good Saturday afternoon. Tyler Aki, who just celebrated a birthday yesterday, young Tyler, is 26, and I texted him happy birthday. And he said, run it back with us this weekend? I said, no fucking chance. I said, give me 3 months, then I'll be ready to do that again. At our age, you need about once every 3 months can I stand to be out till 2 a.m.? He said he's going to hold me to it. I said, 3 months, I'll be ready.
You were there Friday, Jester.
I kind of was.
They were kind of like putting coins in you, putting quarters in you, and watching you dance.
100%. Yeah. Like the monkey in the zoo. They're like, look at the old guy. How funny is this?
Did you do anything you regretted?
Not one thing.
No.
We just had fun. We didn't do anything stupid. We just had fun.
Good.
I still got to figure out how much this... I don't know what I paid for on Friday night.
Well, call your credit card. Check your credit card online.
I have to go online and look.
You should do that anyway at times and make sure there's no fraud.
Well, that's true. And for like the third person came up to me today and said something.
Thanks, Carl.
Yeah, and they're like, what do I owe you? And I'm like, how much fucking money did I end up spending?
Oh, yeah, you spent some money.
I don't even know what I spent.
Hey, Rockefeller, when you're picking up all the tabs everywhere you go, you spent some money, especially if there's 10 of you.
Just
10 of you. Remember when I paid for the round of four and it was through the roof?
The round of four.
Round of four when we were at our rebar over here at the Trump Tower.
Oh, God.
It's like 15 years ago. I picked up the tab. Four drinks, $57. I gave the girl a 50. I thought I'd be fine.
She looked at him, she's like, it's $58.
Yeah. Imagine what you're doing. There are 12 people with you.
It was unbelievable.
You're picking up the tab.
Maybe there was more than just food and drinks. Maybe there were other things.
There were wives with us, too.
Okay.
There were some of the wives. Danny Lynch's wife was out. Autumn was out. Chris Black's beautiful bride. So it wasn't like debauchery raining down upon us. We were just having a good time. But yeah, I do have to check the credit card bill, because I don't know what the
was fuck. It a grand? You think it was a grand?
No, God, it better not have been.
It's like we were going to Vegas.
We were at Parlor. We were at a pizza place.
I know, but you had, it's the math of, several people.
Oh, shit. Now I got to go online right now and check.
How often do you, I'm on my credit card websites once a week to make sure there's no funny business.
I don't go
now,
once a week.
I mean, that's the thing.
I have fraud, like they call if something is amiss.
Yeah, you should still.
It's still not a bad idea. Every few weeks, you're right. It's not a bad idea.
What the fuck are you doing?
Johnny, what are you doing on your computer?
What do you guys give a shit for? Talk to each other.
Well, what the hell are you guys doing?
Why'd you bring your computer?
I'm getting a Wi-Fi code. That's what I'm getting, my Wi-Fi code. So I'm ready and prepared when I've got to go to work. I don't know what's
bellyache
wrong.
More about I've the fucking internet connection. I've had my computer out here before. Than you.
Nobody's bellyaching. It's a brand new system. You've got to put your codes in. Okay, I'm putting my codes in.
Oh, do we have a new, do they put the new Wi-Fi in?
Which is why Jody was here the other day. Jody was here
putting a new fucking system in. All I'm trying to do is log into my fucking
computer. Can I get my code?
So I can get a goddamn email.
Can I get a code?
But why are you doing it now? But I don't understand why you do it now.
Because there's no better time than the present to get shit done.
I walked in.
Talk to each other.
I walked in.
You guys bore each other?
I walked in before we started this show, and you were in there with your feet kicked up, grabbing your nutsack.
Your ass. I was eating lunch. I had lunch.
But that's what I mean.
That included your hand in your
nutsack. Yeah, it's a bad time to have lunch.
Why wouldn't...
Before a show? That's why I'm getting my fucking fuel, man.
Well, why wouldn't you do this while you were sitting at your desk eating lunch instead of when we're supposed to be taping a show?
My computer wasn't out.
Whose fault is that?
I was reading Twitter.
He made it seem. He
said,
my computer wasn't out.
Why
do you need an assistant to take your computer out of your bag?
Why are you guys laying blame for something? Talk to each other. What the fuck?
But then why are you here?
The fuck's your problem? I'm right here. If I hear something that entices me, I'll fucking chime in.
Did you get a haircut?
The fuck's wrong?
He's like, talk to each other. You're supposed to be part of this.
You fucking morons.
All
four of us don't talk at the same time, do we?
There's only three of us.
No.
Did you get a haircut?
Peckerheads.
Did you get a haircut?
A whole fucking lot of you. Now you guys are fucking sending.
Now he's not.
Now you've taken me off my fucking task.
I don't understand.
You guys got to fucking talk.
There was
no way. I could have done this in 40 fucking seconds, but no. No, everybody's got to fucking chime in.
Can you imagine him being in the huddle?
Everybody's a fucking
expert. Being in the huddle, and Reggie White says, hey, we got
to
twist it.
I told him to shut the fuck up, too.
And Yerk's like, stop, you're confusing me.
I told him, go say a fucking prayer. That's what I told him.
Fuck out.
He couldn't have liked that.
He didn't like a lot of me sometimes.
Really?
Yeah, but he liked me because I gave him the number.
The irreverent Yerko.
For a Rolex, I gave him the number.
Who's your best friend on the team?
Rolex.
Don Davey, probably.
Frankie,
Bag of Donuts. I was friendly with everybody.
Well, of course.
You know, but I wouldn't say best friends.
Yeah.
The guys I grew up with, I'm best friends with, right?
Of course.
You know?
Yeah. I just called, like,
me and Munda used to be real tight for a long period of time.
It's interesting that you say that, because my best friend from home, Phil Vogel, turned 56 today.
Wow.
Yeah.
You love that fucking guy.
Yeah, you
He's
love
the
Phil
best.
Vogel.
Don't
yeah.
Same way we all, you know, we grow
That's
up
That's it.
With
I'm with you guys. Carmen's best buddies, little Louie and Anthony, two brothers.
Well,
right?
Those are my brothers.
Couple others, Leo Mattelli, the guy with the bad Achilles, gone, down for the count, right, Leo?
That's Len.
Yeah, fucking Lenny. What the fuck's the difference?
Well, was this summer basketball? Is this when he went down?
He went 2 weeks ago. Towards ACL.
Poor kid.
A real tall guy?
Towards Achilles.
Tall guy?
Yeah, he's like played professional basketball in Europe for a decade. He's playing hoops. He plays in a competitive league.
Right. That's why I don't do it.
Well, he's done now.
Of course he is.
He sent us the note 2 Sundays ago. He's like, well, you guys tried to warn me and it happened. He's playing with guys who are 25.
Yeah, and then your Achilles is rolled up into the back of your
choppers.
Knee.
Carmen lost his choppers playing hockey without a mask.
I know.
Poor guy lost his choppers.
I'm done with all that.
So he's the guy that tells everybody.
There's nothing worse than that.
Don't
pain.
Go get stupid.
There when the nerves are exposed.
Well, that is painful. Like, luckily, I didn't. I've had a few hockey injuries. I mean, the one where I fucked up my teeth, thank God, wasn't as bad as it could have been because it didn't knock the roots out of my tooth.
Gotcha.
It was like a freak thing where it wasn't the blade. It was the shaft of the stick. I know you like that, Tommy. So it kind of like
you got
came
hit
up
in the teeth and, with a shaft.
Yes, exactly. It popped me.
That's a stiff
right
shaft.
In the mouth. And what it did was it knocked all the enamel off of like 5 of my teeth.
Right.
I mean,
just
I spit
it
out like little pieces of snow,
like varnish.
My mouth
off
went back like that,
and Chiclets.
I could feel it. Chiclets, no.
Oh, you felt
like,
the wind. You
like
felt
little
the wind
pieces of little pieces of sand coming out of my mouth. And it literally looked like a cloud of snow.
How bad did it hurt?
It didn't hurt that badly, really? To be honest. But I remember
thinking. How long were you in the dental chair after?
A lot. Yeah. Well, and at the time, the guy who played goalie for us was a dentist, Art Carpenter. He's still a dentist up
He's
in Kenilworth.
He's a carpenter or a dentist?
Art Carpenter. He's a dentist and a cosmetic
Art
dental
dentist.
Surgeon.
He's Carpenter.
Art Carpenter.
Art was our goalie, and he came over and he goes, and I knew something. I was like, oh, fuck, because I could see my teeth.
Any blood?
No, not really. A little bit on my lip. And I'm looking, I'm like, God, fuck. And I'm, you know, you're a little worried. You get in the mouth of your teeth. He looks at me and he goes, eh. He goes, well, I got good news and bad news. He's like, the good news is your roots appear to be intact. He goes, the bad news is you're missing a lot of enamel on your teeth. And so I go into the locker room. I look, and I was like, sweet mother of Lord in heaven.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Something's wrong here.
And it was, you know, 5 trips to his office afterwards over the years. not over the years, over a couple of months.
Right, but right away he took care of you, though. Right away he took care of you, so you were somewhat feasible the next day.
Yeah, so at least I had, like, something in my mouth and not just...
How'd you talk when you...
It was weird. Yeah.
No, you see... Like Sylvie in college.
Yeah. Yeah.
Goran Ivan Ethovich.
That's kind of what it was. Yeah. And then last week...
Before Sylvie's balls dropped.
Last week I'm sitting at home, like 2 weeks ago on a Friday, I'm sitting at home. This is 20 years ago this happened.
Did you get hit in the mouth again with another shaft?
So the top three teeth that got all fucked up, he put crowns on. The bottom two right here, my front bottom two, are just what they call veneers. And they're like cemented.
Yeah.
He cemented this little cosmetic piece, you know, onto where the tooth had become damaged. And they're Sinatras. And I'm sitting there chewing. I'm sitting on my couch eating fucking
trail mix.
And sure enough, falls right out.
Oh, boy.
But I fell in my, like, I caught it. I was like, oh, damn, look at that. I took it to my dentist on Monday morning.
Glued it back on.
She glued it on in 7 minutes.
It's like a fucking model airplane.
Yeah, exactly.
It's just fucking putting pieces, gluing
pieces. She looked
at it.
She's like, oh, no, this is still doable. She goes, the bottom's a little fucked up, but I'll.
I like the way they do that.
Yeah, she goes, I'll go back. It took her 7 minutes.
Yeah.
Isn't that great, too? Because you're walking in and you're going, God, this is going to cost me $1,000. And next thing you know, $48.
7 minutes later and 50 bucks. She's like, you're good.
Yeah.
You're good to go. It's a miracle.
You know what
Thank
That's
God
what
for
it costs
doctors.
These days. You went to school for that, huh?
$48 in 6 minutes. It's, you know,
injuries was I got in a fight on the hockey rink and I cut my lip.
Who are you fighting on
the
hockey rink?
Yeah,
you know, listen, at some point you got to stand up for your teammates, right? It happens.
When was this?
Been a part of it.
I know, but I've
I went down to the ice with the young gentleman. This is a long time ago. It's probably 8 years ago, 7 years ago.
You're getting in a fight and you're in your mid-40s?
Yeah. Yeah. You've got to protect a teammate, right? Isn't that the code?
I know, but what the fuck are you doing?
Was it you versus one other guy, like mano a mano, or was it part of a big scrum?
No,
it was
me and another guy.
You and another guy?
A little bit of jerk off.
Well, anybody that would want to engage with Yurko, you got to be out of your fucking mind.
On skates, he could get a little sloppy on skates.
You could be as big as you want. When you're on skates, the little guy can tear you to shreds.
I wouldn't fuck with Yurko on skates.
I wouldn't.
I'm just telling you.
Either way, he did, and my chin strap got up and cut me. It was in my mouth and it cut me, and I tore it off and then went back at the guy.
Did he get the worst of it?
He got the worst of it, but I did cut my lip almost to the point where there's a hole in it.
Yeah.
And then it became kind of infected with an abscess, and I popped it, and all that crap ran in my mouth. I had to spit it out.
Why is it
and
with you?
And then I threw some Neosporin up there. Why?
You're not supposed to put Neosporin on the inside of your mouth.
Well, it didn't make a difference. I did. I mean, I was trying to anesthetize it.
Why are you the guy that ends up with a boil all the time?
I know.
I don't know.
Why? I mean, like
a
the
carbuncle.
Abscess. Yeah, like a boil.
I got a boil on my ass, too, by
right
the way.
Right now?
Yeah, I scratched that MF-er last night. It was bothering me, man. Almost to the point I couldn't sleep.
He's always got like an abscess.
Yes,
or he goes, oh, I got to pop this thing and I got to drain this. And I'm like, what is happening on your body?
Motherfucker.
What happens,
dude?
I'm like, take care of shit. I bathe. I showered this morning, too.
Do you use soap?
I showered last night to go to bed.
You did?
I wanted to be clean.
I'm with you, but when I shower at night, it makes it harder for me to go to sleep.
Here's my, not me. I went to sleep right away. I catch a waft of myself at the end of the day.
You can't take
you
it.
You know, you turn suddenly, and then your arm's up, and all of a sudden you're just like, whoa, what just happened? And, you know, you're layered still because it's 38 degrees outside, 42 degrees. So you're still layered up. You're inside. You're layered up. Your body's got a tendency to produce its own odors, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So I caught a waft of myself, and I said, I'm not sleeping like this tonight. Then I stripped the bed this morning.
Oh, wow.
Really? Yeah, you were intent on making everything go
I needed to smell a little more Downy Fresh.
Do you know what I'm
like? Suavitel.
Do you know what I'm intensely, like, fearful of? I'm 56 now.
Smelly ass?
Not necessarily that. But there is an odor that comes from older people.
Really?
Oh, yes. Like, it's just, it's like
the smell of death.
I don't know if it's disgusting.
No, it is.
I'm just telling you.
Smell of death hovering.
The older
you get. Like when
you
walk into your grandparents' house, like that smell.
Yeah, and even when you're, like, listen, when you're in your 70s, you smell different. I don't know if it's because you're not using as much soap or what. I don't necessarily think it's body odor, But there is a smell that goes along with being older.
It's a scent, Tommy.
I'm just telling you. Yeah. Have you ever noticed like your father smells or your mother smells weird?
No, not really. Not yet. I mean, maybe they're not old. They're only in their mid to early to mid 70s.
Well, yeah.
So maybe
I mean, that's about when it happens. You get the old person
but
smell.
But I think like you remember your grandparents' house always smelling off.
Like mothballs.
Like slightly odd. Yeah,
like
sometimes
I'm more conscious about taking showers and cleaning myself now more than ever because of that.
Jeez.
It has led me to be more hygiene conscious.
After a round of golf on a 85-degree Saturday.
Immediately.
Oh, yeah. I'll go in and have a cocktail, wait for the skins to get paid out if I believe I had a skin, and straight to the house for a shower.
Oh, absolutely.
Sure. Straight to the house to
I don't ever sit around after a round of golf. And I was in Tennessee. It was 60 degrees
summer,
when I got back
right?
to my dad's house.
Irish Spring. Listen, we don't even go with, like, the soap, the liquid soap. We don't go liquid soap.
No,
I get a bar Irish Spring.
Yeah. Scrub my ass like it's
deep.
I need a bar.
Yeah.
My two biggest fears are, well, first
body
of all,
wash
I finally
doesn't work.
That doesn't work. And I was ranting about this not on an Unhinged, I don't think, on the air.
Jeez.
Like these fucking hotels these days. They give you these little bottles of body wash. There's no loofah in there. What the fuck am I supposed to do?
A loofah.
There's
you
no
use loofah.
What do you expect?
If I'm gonna use liquid body soap, how else would you fucking put it on?
I just use my hands.
I use the hands.
There was soap
on. I swathed it on.
I hate it. I hate body
wash. The fuck out of me.
Yeah.
In these hotels now, constantly.
Bring your own loofah. They ain't
well, then
a loofah
was it Sylvie?
You?
Somebody said, and maybe it was Sylvie. Goes, you got to bring your own bar of soap. And that's what I'm gonna start doing at hotels. You bring your own bar of soap.
Well, you could call them and they'll send
they
one.
They used to have that nice plastic carrying case for a bar of soap.
I know.
Still available.
So the thing I've been trying to transition away from the aluminum based deodorant, right?
Well, it's
like they're
it's
literally saying you got to be
like
kidding
what?
Me.
Yeah, you can't
that
the
deodorant
aluminium.
That we've been using for 60 fucking
like
years.
Which deodorant?
Every deodorant.
I use Secret because I've been in a house full of women the whole time. Even the Secret.
Yes,
I've gone more. I've gone more European lately.
But here's the thing.
What does that mean?
Not wearing
no,
it.
No deodorant. Well, that's why you're fucking showering at night.
But here's the thing. In the early products that were coming out. Boasting, hey, we're not using aluminum. And doctors are like, you shouldn't be. You're fucking putting aluminum in your pores, dude. And we've been doing this bullshit for exactly. But the first few I tried, forget it. I stunk by 11 a.m. Like, and I'm a smelly, like,
I'm
100% Italian.
Italian.
I'm naturally oily and greasy and smelly.
Oils
I don't have body hair, but my hair's greasy. I wake up in the morning, I have the most awful bedhead.
The prosciutto's coming out of them.
I'm oily. I'm 100% Italian. I've got oily skin. I'm an oily, smelly, like, I got to maintain. I got to fucking.
It's a lot of work.
You
got
to work hard to stay clean.
And I couldn't find a deodorant that was aluminum free that wasn't making me stink by noon. Well, I finally found one. I found
it
at Target. It's called Native. And so far, so good.
Carmen.
Oh, big hairy bush and everything.
When I want to smell like a man, I bring out my
Native.
Native.
My under thing of Native.
I don't trim my bush hair anymore.
Native.
Because I'm going a throwback style.
I told Danny Lynch, my lawnmower 2.0 just broke. I need a new one. I got to clean
up. How does it broke?
It broke. It won't hold the charge.
Yeah, what do you mean it broke?
It broke. What happened? It got caught in
twigs? It got caught in all the fucking hair.
Let me ask you a question. Did you go in and clean the ports? You clean both parts.
I did, but it won't
so
hold
you
the
get
charge.
An old toothbrush that you're ready to throw away, and you go get and you
wipe
you
your asshole
it
with
porch.
It.
No, you don't wipe your fucking pack. What the fuck's wrong with you? Jam it in your meatus and fucking clean out all the
well,
bad
but
stuff.
It wasn't holding the charge. Though.
Well, I got you, but it might be. It's not holding the charge because it's not getting a full charge.
That's
you
the same problem that
you're getting like a 30% efficiency whack.
Maybe
instead of 100% efficiency.
That
whack.
Deodorant thing sounds a lot like the whole. Like
sunscreen
thing. Yeah.
Don't use it. And now,
my dad was on that right
yes,
away.
Yes, he was. All the old timers.
All the old timers. They go, what are you putting chemicals in?
Yeah,
all
you're right.
Them. All of them. They
crazy chemicals.
You think our grandparents used fucking sunscreen?
No.
Jeez.
And if I'm, now listen, if you're on the beach for 8 hours, you're on the golf course.
All, if you're in Florida, you're going to be in the sun for an hour.
I know. You're going to.
That stuff's hot.
Yeah. You got to find maybe an all natural one without the chemicals. If I'm in the sun, if I know I'm going to be an hour or two, I won't put on sunscreen.
Cottage cheese.
Nope.
Just get a tub of cottage cheese out and lather it on.
That's probably why you need a shower.
You want to talk about protection.
I don't know how that makes any sense at all, but
because the zinc
can you imagine
oxide,
how bad that would smell.
The zinc oxide that people put on their noses to protect
that's
their noses.
That's what you should be using.
That's the white stuff.
Zinc oxide.
Zinc oxide.
What does it look like? It looks like some guy lathered
why is zinc oxide
cheese
okay?
on his nose.
Because zinc oxide is natural. Zinc is like if you're going to put any of those things on to help protect your skin from the UV rays for prolonged exposure, you should be using the natural zinc oxide.
But like
oxide.
The spray stuff is like spraying like
you're spraying
cancer
chemicals,
dude. It's cancer spray.
You're spraying fucking cancer all over your body. That's
what
all
else? So we've solved the problem with the deodorant and the sunscreen. What else is
no aluminum in your deodorant?
I didn't even know there was
no aluminum.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
So what else? What else do I got?
All right. There's the sunscreen problem. We
can
need
I still drink alcohol?
No, we shouldn't. But you know, we fuck like it that. Too much.
Well, no. Alcohol's fine, dude. If it comes from the earth, it's fine. What are they putting? What chemicals are they putting in alcohol?
Well, the problem
what
with
are they
alcohol,
putting in scotch?
The problem with alcohol, and listen, everybody knows my affinity for whiskey. I mean, the problem with alcohol, and I listened to a really eye-opening podcast about I don't know when he did it, at some point last year, a brilliant podcaster that I love, who is actually a doctor, and he runs Stanford's ophthalmology school. He's a
eye doctor.
His name's Andrew Huberman, but he's just become a sensation on the internet and on because of his podcast Health and Well-Being, but he's an MD. He's an extremely well-regarded
I'm just a dumb motherfucker
doctor.
I don't listen to any of these
he
things,
did a podcast on alcohol, you guys. Yeah. It's
scared the shit out of
don't
you
don't listen.
Why?
Because alcohol is
a poison.
Is poison.
Yeah.
It is like a legit poison to our body. It was depressing.
We'll just drink in moderation.
That's what I do. That's what I tell myself.
What's the most poisonous part of alcohol?
Gin. Gin is, of all of them, gin is something to behold.
So you're, well.
Bad?
Yeah, not
really?
Good for
you. So your body can't.
Devil's booze.
Your body can't process it, right? So your liver creates this thing. And I hope I have this right. If a doctor's listening.
Well, we'll run with it.
Your liver creates something called, I think it's called acetaldehyde, I think. Is the chemical that your liver creates or something in your body creates it to take the alcohol and turn it into something it
can
extract. The problem is when whatever thing in your body produces that, it might be the liver, when it produces that acetaldehyde, that is too a poison that then the liver has to, this is why people.
So the liver's working overtime.
It's like, it's working overtime because not only is it having to produce something to flush the alcohol out to find a way to excrete it from your body, it's also producing something else that is poisonous to your body to be able to break down the alcohol. Then it also has to find a way to excrete or what would be the proper term there? To excrete, I guess, right? From your body. I hope I'm using the term properly. It's a whole fucking thing, dude.
Okay, I'm going to have a couple of four-finger scotches and three or four heaters.
God bless.
Am I in trouble?
I'd stay away from the heaters.
Am I in trouble?
I'd probably stay away from the heaters. That's even worse. I think we know at this point that is definitely worse. Stay away from those heaters. Four fingers of scotch. Every once in a while, how bad could it be?
Yeah. I mean, like, does he say?
I think,
what if you drink, like, what if you drink consistently?
Well, that's
like a
bad.
Couple a day?
That's bad.
How many is too much for your body to filter?
I think my biggest takeaway was you definitely should not be drinking alcohol every day. That's,
Well, what if I'm just having like a glass of wine at dinner?
You know.
Big glass of wine.
Big
glass.
24 ounces of wine with dinner.
Acetaldehyde is
fucking just killed my weekend.
I did.
Beverages such as tea and soft drinks. Beer, ooh,
it's
wine,
in tea and soft
and
drinks too. So, fuck off.
Well, maybe that's not the chemical. Maybe that's the chemical that your body has to produce something else to get. I don't know. I can't
listen. Let me ask you a question.
I'm not a doctor.
What is more dangerous to your body's functioning?
Aluminum.
Is it alcohol or is it the shit that you find in different like sodas?
Oh, dude, that's
canned
the worst.
Sodas, bottled,
all
soda.
That stuff, man. The other problem is, you know, these companies like. The same way the social media companies have figured out the algorithm
to make sure that your children are completely dependent on them,
and not even just our children. I think even a big portion of the population today, these social media companies have so perfectly mastered these algorithms to get you addicted.
Yes.
These food companies and they have done the exact same thing over the years in knowing exactly how to modify foods for you to.
Be addicted.
Get total satisfaction and gratification and be addicted.
Yeah.
100%. Mm-hmm. Every fucking thing up and down the snack aisle
in
the grocery store that there's you eat, that your kids eat, they have been perfectly fine-tuned and modified just to fuck with all of us.
How did they make Chick-fil-A so fucking tasty?
I don't know how he does.
Because they put an addictive chemical in it that makes you crave it nightly. Smart ass.
Dad, how can you hate the Colonel?
I'm telling you, that's exactly right. I asked the question. Like, because to me, Chick-fil-A is one of the most tasty things that I think I've eaten in the last 10 years. I don't eat a ton of it.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I don't seek it out, but it is delicious.
Their
and
chicken
I always
sandwich.
Ask myself the question, how in the world do you make this shit so tasty?
Listen, they're phenomenal.
Yeah.
And I have to work hard to say, okay, you can't go eat it because it's just bad for you. I know that. Like, every once in a while, maybe I'll splurge a little bit, but... We have one across the street from us, and almost on a daily basis, I take a look at it and just shake my head and go, like, God,
I bet you were there before they even fucking unlocked the door last Saturday trying to get your belly filled with it after a big night out.
I'm like, oh, man, after a night out, you want to talk about hitting the spot. The pickles, like the bun and the pickles and the chicken are so perfect.
Even the little fucking chicken nuggets.
I don't understand. I don't know what they're doing, dude.
What are they doing?
They've mastered it.
It's unbelievable.
They know exactly how to sink
their hooks. It's like the chocolate cake from Portillo's.
You know what the trick to that
is,
right?
Mayonnaise.
The mayonnaise.
And I can't stand mayonnaise.
But somehow.
Mayonnaise is the devil's condiment.
Somehow in that.
Just the view, the cake. Look of mayonnaise.
Oh, look,
ruins
it looks
it
like
for
spooge?
Me. Yeah. Well, yeah, it looks like pus that comes out of one of your boils.
Oof.
That's fine. I love my sandwiches.
Do you?
Egg salad.
My brother used to eat it
mayo,
all slathered.
About eight eggs together.
Yurko's not freaked out by
anything.
A
little green onion in there.
The only thing Yurko doesn't like is cheddar cheese. Other
really?
Than that, Yurko's
Why?
Not freaked out about
I
anything.
I hate cheddar cheese.
He doesn't like the waxiness
and
of it.
And the smell of himself before he goes to sleep.
I don't like the waxiness of it. I'd prefer to not have Swiss cheese.
Let me ask you a question.
No Swiss cheese either?
I don't want Swiss cheese on my Reubens. I don't want Swiss cheese.
Other than that, Yurko is not really turned off by much.
Do you not like it? Is the waxiness part of
I don't like
the production
taste.
Of it because they're trying to preserve it for as long as they can?
I don't know what it is. I don't like the cheddar flavor. I like American cheese.
Okay. Good old-fashioned American.
I mean, I like blue cheese. I can eat blue cheese.
How about a nice
I'm a pepper
batch
jack
of
guy. You put a pepper jack on a burger.
That's good.
And put an egg on there.
I agree.
That's perfect. Right.
What about Fromunda cheese?
Fromunda?
No, I'm not a Fromunda guy,
no.
But thank you.
A little cheese from under my balls.
These nuts.
I knew where you were going. I knew where you guys were going.
Fromunda cheese. Do you think young people still use that joke while I was that from our when we were
not.
Kids?
Last time I heard that, I fell off my dinosaur.
You want some of this Fromunda cheese from under my balls? I mean, we did that when we were like in junior high. We used to say that shit.
Well, isn't that it came out awesome. With the Snoop Dogg and Dr. Dre album, right? That was
no,
a prequel.
Really?
Yeah, These Nuts.
Oh, These Nuts, maybe.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
We were doing the Fromunda cheese joke like when I was in junior high.
Yeah. Fromunda cheese was is the OG of that genre of joke.
We were doing the Who Makes Super Bowls. And then you say whammo, and then you wham a guy in the nuts.
Yeah.
So, same thing, capital of Thailand.
Well, we don't play that game. Oh, yes, we do.
Snoop's still popular amongst the young kids. Like my son and his buddies, they like
he's
Snoop.
He's pimping every product on the planet.
Maybe that's why. Yeah, and it's funny, like they start writing down their own lyrics, their own rap lyrics, and like every once in a while because they're 11. Oh, yeah, and he's 11, and then I'll just, so he'll be reading to me. And then I'm like, well, okay, now hold on. That last line was from a Snoop song. He's like, what do you mean? And I'm like, what did he say the other day? And I'm like, what do you think? I was born yesterday. Drinking Sean, which was the one where he goes, I'm drinking Sean Don in the. What? How's that one go, York? You know
what
I'm talking about? And I'm like, that's a Snoop line. And he's like, no, it's not. I'm like, yes, it is. That's from a fucking Snoop song.
What kind of fucking rap is his Geo breaking out on you on it? Just a normal
the lines
Tuesday.
Will be their own, and then all of a sudden they just like sneak in some Dre or some Snoop lines, and and it's like because I think they run out of my kids these days. Yeah, they still love Snoop, but maybe
Geo double G dad.
I'm trying to remember that.
My brother and I. This is so stupid.
Snoop's got a
my brother and I.
That.
We were in Tennessee. I could go down there play golf with my dad. And it's so stupid. My brother and I are sitting there after golf, had a couple of beers. My dad is sitting on the couch. The dog is sitting right there. And there's a Snoop Dogg commercial on the television.
Love
and
it.
My dad had to go outside to fix something. But my mom was like, where's it? My dad looks at my mom and says, why don't you come over here and sit on the couch with your dog? With a little bit of like a southern. And my brother and I are just looking at each other going, Dad, do you just become Snoop Dogg? It's like, is that dog D-O-G or D-O-double-G? Is it D-A-W-G?
Do they even know? I mean, like,
no,
I love
it. My mom and dad are like looking at you. You guys are fucking idiots.
I love it,
brother and I have fallen out of chairs.
I fucking love it. It's
hey, Ruth, why don't you come over here and sit down next to your dog?
Sit down next to the dog. The D-O-double-G, man, he's still popular. Yeah, and it's from Drop It Like It's Hot. He's got a line. In there,
you got a horse race over there.
It's hilarious.
What you,
got a live action? I haven't been on anything. They're running the first at Gulfstream. I haven't been able to sit and take a look at anything. Major King is 2-1.
Have you had any luck lately?
I've been cold.
Really?
Yeah, I've been cold. In the Louisiana Derby.
Nothing.
Florida Derby's
the
Pletcher, right?
The six horse won that race, and then the guy and I'll get his name again, but damn it, two Phils. The trainer is a Chicago guy.
Larry Ravelli.
That's it, Ravelli. Yes. Larry Ravelli's his
worked
name.
Out of Arlington.
Yes.
Yeah.
So he's got a horse that's got the most points for the Kentucky Derby right now.
The Florida Derby is
this
weekend.
This weekend.
Yes.
Right. Yeah.
And that's one of the 100-pointers, right? At Gulfstream.
Right. Well, they just had 200-pointers last week.
They did. And there's
Jeff Ruby
yep.
and the
Are you guys
Louisiana
going to
the
Churchill
Derby.
Downs this year?
I don't think we're going to Churchill. We're doing a trip. It looks like we're doing a trip down
to Kentucky
with old Forrester, with Brown Foreman.
Yeah. Are you going to go to Keeneland?
I don't know.
I think Keeneland's up and running at that point.
You should go.
Keeneland's
like,
beautiful.
Have you ever been to Keeneland?
Yes. Keeneland is
unbelievable. And
Lexington.
By the way, you can fly right into Lexington.
Yes, you can.
And it's right across the street.
It's right across the street from the airport.
Yes.
Keeneland is so
like
much
that.
More beautiful
yes.
than Churchill.
Churchill's kind of dumpy to me.
It is.
Yeah.
Keeneland it's dumpy. Keeneland is spectacular.
I can get choked up. My brother's sister-in-law, I believe, is in charge of like all corporate sponsorships at Churchill.
Damn. Do they own Keeneland, too?
I just named a horse, too. We're getting out of the fucking cart, and they own a horse. They have Mendel's Secret. Yes, it's a...
Mendel's Secret?
First horse, or first race it ran, it was at Kentucky Downs and won a maiden. They made their money back. It was a maiden, 80,000.
Yurko was just asking.
Maiden special weight, 80
and they,
grand.
It won. So
48,000 comes back.
Yes, they bought it for like 45.
And the 148
yeah, jockey. So they covered
jockey
their
gets 10%.
They covered the nut on the
first
race.
Almost covered.
Almost,
the nut on
yeah.
the first.
But anyway,
the jockey.
I got you.
So his wife is like I said, I think head of like corporate whatever at Churchill. So they're in the racing game, and he just is. I think his name's Alex.
Delvecchio.
Whatever it is, and he said to my brother, he said, "Yeah, we just bought six new horses. None of them are named yet."
Oh, so
I'm getting out of the car. We're about to go play golf. I looked at my brother and we're getting our bags out of the car. Yeah, there's nothing better than having two beers by 10.
That's a good name.
Two beers by 10. So if you see a horse, it's
you
a 2-year old.
You guys named that? That's great.
Yeah, he registered the name the next day. So there will be a horse. I don't know how successful it'll be.
Two beers by 10.
Out of Churchill or out of
You
Keeneland.
Know what the limitations are, right, for naming horses?
It can't be dirty.
Right, can't be dirty. It's 17 characters.
17 characters.
Spaces and all. Everything's
yep.
included.
Right.
17 characters. That's it. And it's never been used before.
And it can never be used.
Two beers by 10.
That's great.
Yeah.
Would my name for a horse get vetoed by the board because it was too dirty? Hung like a horse.
Yes.
Yeah, that'd be...
They would stop that.
I always thought that was the best name for a racehorse, hung like a horse.
Though, there is a horse running in the harness circuit. See you next Tuesday.
Come on.
100%
correct.
All right. I mean, there is a harness, American standard bred name. See you next Tuesday.
So how could they allow
you
that,
can get away with that
hung like a horse?
Yeah.
See you next Wednesday.
That's ridiculous. I think my name...
They may have spelled it...
If I ever own a thoroughbred, I'm going to try to...
Oh, yeah. They spelled it like C-U.
I'm going to try to pass it through. Yeah, but that's crazy. Everybody knows what that is. That's filthy.
So if
that's
two
like
beers,
the most filthy word out there,
if two beers by 10 wins the Kentucky Derby or is entered in the Kentucky, we're all going.
Was it a two-year? Oh, so how old?
So it'll be next year.
Next year.
For next year.
January 1, all horses
Dude,
that are 2-3.
Do you think this horse has a shot to go to the Derby?
Well, I mean, he's the son of Mendelsohn. You've got all types of horses make the Kentucky Derby.
Dude, Waddle.
This is awesome.
There's horses sold at the Keeneland sales that
two
go...
beers by
Carmen,
10.
That go for $1.6 million, and
there's
horses go to $15,000.
It's amazing.
Game winner sold for $15,000.
Yeah.
You got the Ocala sales. You can go down to Florida and get yourself a horse. You got the Keeneland all ages.
We should buy a horse.
They got all types
as
of
a group.
Craziness.
And if you guys ever wanted to, I'd be very interested.
And we'll get Larry Ravelli from used to be at Arlington to train it.
Arlington shut down now. I think he's at Hawthorne.
Yeah, I think he's at Hawthorne.
But he's got to have either like Indiana Grand or Kentucky. He's got
to
be headquartered somewhere.
Go to
where you can go to places.
Go to Turfway Park in Cincinnati where you can.
If we ever really want to do this, I'm in.
Yeah.
Like, without a doubt. And if it's another excuse to get down to Kentucky and do some of that drinking that we like so much.
What does it cost to train a horse? Probably $3,000 a month?
Well, yeah, I mean, you're looking at shots. Maybe a little more. You're looking at medication. You're looking at feeding the horse.
$2,000 a month?
Horses feed. Guys, horses feed ain't cheap. That's why when he said they made their money back.
Holy shit.
Maybe what they paid for the horse.
Well, yeah, what they paid for.
Not on what it takes to take care of the horse. Right. And you're talking about fees for being at the trainer's fees are insane. Yeah.
So it's not like we just have to put up $10,000 to pitch in and buy a horse.
If we get $100,000, we'd want to buy a horse that costs us $50,000.
So that you had, okay.
So for the year.
The rest of it, yeah.
For the year, probably covered for the
right.
year.
Right, and then you want to buy a horse, if you could, that's a horse. There's a horse, there's a sale for horses of racing age.
Wow.
So a horse that's about to run.
Yeah.
So they got, it's a sale for horses of racing ages. You don't want to buy a yearling. If you buy a yearling, it's 2 years before he's on the track.
All right, real quick before we wrap up, boys. Of course, we thank our title sponsor, Blue Chew. I heard Yurko saying yesterday when you guys were discussing it, you were in for Sylvie, that there's always one in the truck, just in case.
Always
you never know when you're going to need it.
Always one in the chamber.
Always one in the chamber. BlueChew.com. If you go to that website, you can try a month's supply for free, guys. Free. F-R-E-E-E. Free. Just use the promo code UNHINGED at checkout. Yurko's been talking about it and swearing by it for years now. No shame in it. Fuck like an animal. We're talking about racehorses. Right. You know, you want to fuck like a stallion again?
Oh,
you need the Blue
Cat.
Chew. And they've got the mint-flavored Vardenafil now, too, which is nice.
All right, I'm going to challenge you guys.
Fuck like
week.
A champion, you can smell good.
Fine. Next time, I'm going to challenge both of you guys. I want you to find a horse, the sire of the horse, that you want our horse to come from.
Done.
You got to find in the last 5-10 years who's been the best sire of a horse.
Okay.
And then we got to concentrate on his horses when they come out for the September sales at Keeneland.
I'm in. What are you guys hard for?
I'm hard
for the Florida Derby this weekend.
I'm hard for the big Croatia victory over Turkey yesterday.
Saw that. And I'm hard for baseball
Final
opening
four.
Day.
Oh,
Final
right.
Four, baseball opening day. I love baseball. And I think the rules changes are going to be good. I don't know how good the Cubs or Sox are going to be, but we'll see. We'll have fun. All right, next week, I think the four of us will be back together. Sylvie will be back next week.
Something will come up.
Well, we'll see. I hope not. BlueChew.com, one more time. Use the promo code UNHINGED, and you'll get a month's supply for free. Brendan Riley, thank you for producing today's pod.
Go fuck yourself, Sylvie.
Why don't you go fuck yourself, Tommy?